As I said this morning, all right, if you're a visitor, as I said this morning, every second, two people die, okay? By the time you put your head back on your pillow again tonight, 150,000 more people walking off into eternity, heaven or hell as we speak. And a simple question for you, College Park and visitors today, a simple question that I asked this morning, do you care? But a much tougher question, all right? Do you care enough to do something about that? Okay? As time keeps ticking by, and the question is, when are we going to get really serious about reaching these lost people? Bill Bright from Campus Aid for Christ, before he died a couple years ago, watch what Bill Bright said. Bill Bright said that 2% of all Christians share their faith on a regular basis, 2%. Now, question for you, does that sound like the book of Acts to you? I'm asking a question. Does that sound like the book of Acts to you? Oh, no, no. That's the book of action, okay? When they found Jesus Christ, they couldn't wait to engage the culture, couldn't wait to strike up a conversation, couldn't wait to go tell somebody, okay? Think about that for a second. What's it say in the book of Acts? Who are these people that turned the world upside down? Who are these people? I got a question. Who are the people that are turning Indianapolis upside down? Who are the people in this city, in this church, that love the Lord Jesus Christ, that can't wait to get out of this conference at 8 o'clock tonight, to go back into this world and start turning it upside down? Because someone's going to be known for that. I'd like to be known for someone who served Jesus Christ so strong we turn places upside down for the Lord, because every second two people are walking out of here. And two more people just died. I stopped at a Smoothie King today, got in a talk with a gentleman who's a police officer. Okay? Any interesting things happen as a police officer? Oh yeah, life and death, 13 years in the force right before your eyes, okay? But one day he walks out of here. The question is, where does he go, all right? Promise Keepers, the men's organization, came out a couple years ago and said, ready for this, men? That 90% of all Christian men have never shared their faith in Jesus Christ one single time, not once. Okay? Sound like Peter to you, Paul to you, Andrew to you, Thomas to you? See, what we've done is create a different type of biblical man in 2007 that did not exist 2,000 years ago. Okay? But when are we men in this room going to get back to being those rock solid men of God that I read about in the scriptures? Men of God who take a bold stand in their family, a bold stand in the workplace, a bold stand in the city. Where are those men at? Okay, that is the biggest problem we have in the Christian community today, is these men of God that we become wimps for Jesus Christ instead of these solid men of God that will not back down when evil comes into our community. But when will we get back to that? Okay, young ladies in this room, or the unmarried ladies in this room, I always tell this all the time when I speak to teenagers. If you're dating some guy, if you decide to date instead of doing courtship, all right, if you decide to date somebody, and this guy won't read the Bible with you, won't pray with you, won't go witnessing with you, do yourself and himself as big a favor as you possibly can and dump this guy as quickly as you possibly can. Amen? That's an amen. Okay? But what's interesting is when I do it to teenagers, it's amazing to listen to teenage girls start amening, okay? Because see, this is not the head of the household you're looking for. If he cannot be the head of a dating relationship, he cannot be the head of the household. Get rid of this guy, okay? And if he grows up and spiritually matures and God brings him back, fantastic. And if he doesn't, fantastic. You're rid of the guy, right? Right, okay? Be very, I always tell the ladies, especially the teenage girls, be very choosy who you ever say I do to. Behind saying yes to Jesus Christ is the most important decision you ever make in this lifetime. Okay, take your time on that decision. Is that right, moms and dads? Take your time on it, okay? Make sure it's the best decision you can make, okay? And I tell parents at parent meetings I do and stuff like that, make sure today the last thing you do in our culture today is raise Christian children. We got enough Christian kids, and you see we're making not an impact. Raise up warriors for Lord Jesus Christ. Young men and young ladies are going to take a stand in their school, and they're backing down for nothing. Nothing. Okay, but I'll guarantee you, every single time I see a young teenager that's a warrior for Christ, I can almost always find a mom and a dad right behind them, warriors for Jesus Christ. They just become their parents is what they do. Okay, just did this seminar somewhere in Florida. A gentleman walks up to me afterwards. A guy had these two strapping teenage sons with him. He looks at me and says, Mark, I said, these are my two boys. We're going over to that mall over there, and these boys for the very first time are going to see their dad share their faith in Jesus Christ. I said, sir, are you nervous? He said, you better believe I am. And I said, okay. I said, let's pray. So we began to pray for him and stuff. And when we finished, I looked at that dad. I said, Dad, just remember these words. Today, your life will never be the same again after today. And by the way, sir, your boy's life will never be the same again after today. Okay? I know a family in Lexington, Kentucky. These kids so love the Lord Jesus Christ, but so does their dad. On their birthday, you know what the kids asked for the birthday? Dad, would you please take me out witnessing today? They either go door to door, they either go to the mall, they go witnessing everything. Can you imagine that as the birthday gift? One for your parents, how exciting, because how cheap are you getting off, okay? It costs you nothing, okay? But yet, these kids just want to go witnessing with their dad because dad's raising up warriors for Jesus Christ because he knows we're all going to walk out of here. Everybody you chat with today is walking out of here. The question is, where are they going? One of the defining moments for my life to get me just out of my comfort zone and kick me into high gear was I used to be a school teacher. And one year teaching school, I walked into a bathroom one day at 8:35 in the morning after a 15-year-old student had put a gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger. Okay? When you walk into a bathroom at 8:35 in the morning, there's a boy laying on the floor with a pool of blood circled around his head, and it looks like a scene from a Hollywood movie. Let me tell you something. You got some very serious questions to ask yourself. Mark Cale going to keep living the same old, boring, mediocre Christian life that's not impacting one single soul? Are you going to start standing up for like Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ stood up for you on that cross 2,000 years ago? Mark, what you going to do? I had a very defining moment in my life where I finally had to realize I had to get sick and tired enough what Satan was doing with the kids I work with, but sick and tired enough to do something about that. Okay? Anybody in this room sick and tired enough yet? Sick and tired enough yet? What's happening in our culture? Anybody sick and tired enough what's happening in America? Any of you people with some age under your belt understand what this great country in the 50s and early 60s, what we've become now? In this great country, the United States of America, the country most of you have chosen to live in, the United States of America is the number one country in the world in murder, number one country in the world in rape, number one country in the world in divorce, and number one country in the world in abortion by choice. Abortion by force is still China. Number one country in the world with people in prison. We just passed Russia last year. Okay, Russia's always been number one on that scale, okay? And not only that, the United States of America takes its sin and propagates it all through the world because of the Hollywood and the music industry. If you want to know the truth, the United States of America is the most nasty, disgusting, filthy, sinful, despicable country that has ever existed in the history of the world, bar none. That's the absolute truth, all right? At the exact same time, 90%... All right. Of all missionaries take the gospel to the ends of the earth, and 95% of all missionary money to take the gospel to the ends of the earth comes from one country. Want to take a wild guess what that country is? United States of America. Okay. Question for you. Is there a battle on for the soul of this country? Yes or no? Oh, the battle's waging. The battle's waging. And would you get off the sidelines and get in the game? The game's being played out every single day in your workplace, every single day in the restaurants. Okay. Game is on. All right. Would you get off the sidelines and get in that game? You athletes out here, wasn't that the best part about sports was to practice all week and then sit on the bench Friday night? Wasn't that the best part? Oh, come on, coach. I just practice all week. Coach, get me in the game. Do you understand? Coach Jesus Christ is saying, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He's saying, get in the game. The game is not played here in church. This is the training ground. And the game's out there. Would you get in the game? Because everybody in your circle of life, in your game's walking out of here. They're taking the last breath and walking out. The question is, where are they going? As I told you this morning, I talk with soldiers all the time. Soldiers understand life and death. I had a soldier at the Atlanta airport about a month ago. I started chatting with him, and his job was, he's in Kuwait. And in Kuwait, his job is to take the military into Baghdad, protect them, and get them out of there. He told me the other day he had Oliver North. It was his job was to protect Oliver North. He said 5 different times they tried to take him out. Okay, there were snipers all waiting on Oliver North when he went to different places, all right? This guy told me he's back on base one day, and all of a sudden he's walking with a buddy. All of a sudden, pew, sniper bullet went off. Guy in front of him, straight to the chest, down on the ground. Okay, 300 yards away, sniper hit the buddy in front of him on the ground. They're in civilian clothes, and the guy looked at me and said, he said, sir, I know what death looks like. He reached down, picked up his buddy, held him. He said, what can I do for you? He said, tell my wife I love her. Takes his last breath and walks out of here. Okay. See, it can happen so quick before your eyes. Okay. But the question is, where is that man now? As we all take that last breath, we all walk out of here. Okay. Question I asked you this morning. Okay. Same question. Do you believe hell is a real place? Hell's a very real place. And remember what I told you today. The question is, once you believe hell's a real place, it's not how can I share my faith with them? It's how can I what? Not share my faith. It's not how can I witness to a coworker or a boss? It's how can I not do that? Okay, weren't those stories pretty fascinating this morning about hell that I told you about? Honestly, I've met 12 or 13 people now who have flatlined, who got the hell experience, not the heaven. I was at Clemson about 2 years ago speaking, and a college girl came up to me afterwards, and she said, I've got to tell you a story. I said, what? She said, 2 weeks ago, I died on my couch. What does it mean you died on your couch? She said, I literally stopped breathing. I exited my body. I could look down and see it on the operating table. Okay? I'm sorry, on the couch, okay, which is very common. You hear that a lot in operating rooms when people can look down and see it. I said, what happened? She said, all of a sudden this presence of evil came over me. She said, I heard the most evil hissing laughter I've ever heard in my entire life. You know, I've heard that from more than one person. Don't you think Satan would laugh at a soul that Jesus Christ died for, but rejected Jesus Christ and chose him for eternity? I think that's a laughter I don't want to hear when I die. I don't want my friends to hear that when I die, okay? She looked at me and said, what must I do to make sure I never hear or see that again when I take my last breath? Okay, we had a good 30-minute conversation on what it takes to be born again and saved. I'm not looking for a quick salvation. I'm looking for an eternal salvation. Don't forget that. Quick salvation, that's what I'm looking for. Someone needs to repent of their sins. Count the cost. There's a cost if you follow Jesus Christ, right? Take your time. The Spirit's working on the heart, but I want to make sure there's a true conversion, not a false conversion, okay? Last January, I spoke in Cincinnati. I got in a talk with a lady at the breakfast buffet. And she were talking, also she said, I gotta tell you a story. She was a 68-year-old woman. She said, in 1990, my husband flatlined and died. Okay? They paddled to bring him back. Nothing worked. He died. So they pulled all the wires out of him. They wheeled him off in a gurney, left him in the hallway. Okay? Ready for this? 15 minutes later, he sits up on the gurney 15 minutes later. Okay? He's been dead 15 minutes. And spouses, you know how you can just look at your spouse's face and their countenance and already know what's going on, okay? She could look at his face immediately and say, honey, what did you see? She knew instantly he had seen something. He said he was going down a dark tunnel. As he went down this tunnel, all he could hear was weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Have you heard that term before? Straight out of your New Testament more than once, okay? He said there's a vapor, a fog around him. He could see the people's faces that were screaming. He kept going down. He literally told his wife, two hands of light came in there and grabbed him. Now he told his wife later that he knew it was Jesus. Now how he knew it was Jesus, I don't exactly know, okay? But maybe the light of the world, maybe it's so dark any piercing light would be Christ, but he just knew, all right? Grabbed him and started pulling him up, and when he hit the top of the tunnels when he sat up on the gurney 15 minutes later. Now, his wife asked him the question, said, honey, what was the worst part of that experience? And you think it's anything I just mentioned, not what the man said. The man said the worst part of the experience was he couldn't bring anybody out of there with him. Oh my goodness, what do you know from the story of the rich man and Lazarus? Okay, there is no what? Crossing over from one side to the other. When judgment is set, heaven or hell, you shall be there forever and ever and ever. Okay, that's why you must know where you go when you take your last breath. And then if you know that is heaven because of the Lord Jesus Christ and Christ crucified, who are you bringing with you to that place called heaven, okay? Every second, two people die. By the time you put your head on your pillow tonight, over 150,000 people walking off into eternity, heaven or hell as we speak, all right? Very simple question for you, all right? Do you care? Much tougher question, though. Do you care enough to do something about that? Okay, that's what we're going to talk about over the next 3 hours, okay? But do much more than talk about it. When we finish, walk out of here and do what? Do something about it, okay? Can't wait to walk out and see who God has waiting for us, okay? Who God's got out there. Somebody at a restaurant today grew up a half Methodist, half Jewish at the restaurant I was at, okay? Not sure what is true. That's our job to bring them truth as they're searching, right? See, I can't wait to see who God has. Every day is a thrill when you walk out of here. Airport tomorrow, Indianapolis airport, Atlanta airport, just a thrill to see who you get to cross paths with, because you don't know. Okay, that's why every day is exciting when you follow the Lord, all right? But we must be about that business, because time is very precious.